Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. Linda will be in here in a few minutes. We have window washers coming today, and she likes to give them directions, and then she'll blow in here. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 1st of June. I'm sure there must be something, some days for that, and it's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jarrett's wearing his very spiffy Hawaiian shirt. And you know what? This is probably TMI for everybody. He and I have the same shirt. Yes, but not on at the same time.
But it was close.
Remember, it's close. Yeah, I got a little. You know, today, you know, Hawaiian shirts. You know, ladies, this is when we can guys can wear Hawaiian shirts is during this time, and we don't have to worry about tucking in shirt tails or anything like that. We're just feeling good. Okay. What's the weather look like this week?
It is currently 76 degrees, and we have an excessive heat warning until tonight at 9 p.m. Today, we have a high of 108, a low of 73. Tomorrow, a high of 105, a low of 70. Thursday, a high of 104, a low of 68. And on Friday, a high of 101 with a low of 66.
108 today.
Luckily, it goes down after today.
Yeah, it goes down 3 whopping degrees to 105. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and very good people there. McKinney's been running this for over, gosh, 2 decades now and provide just outstanding customer service. So what special day is it today? Yesterday was Smile Day, and I gave you this only smile probably I had all day. It was right here.
Today is a lot of days, but Go Barefoot Day.
Oh, okay.
Olive Day.
Olive Day.
And Say Something Nice Day.
Say Something Nice Day. I'm not going to fire you during the show. Is that nice?
That's nice enough.
Okay, that's nice enough. You remember when President Joe Biden turned and pointed at Vice President Kamala Harris and said, "This is in charge of the border," and the look of horror on Vice President Harris's face, because she hadn't heard that, and she wasn't sure what he was talking about. There was a crisis on the border, you know, question mark there, and so she immediately headed to Canada to check out the border, and somebody told her, "Well, there's not really a lot going on up here." So she headed down to our border. She hasn't visited the border yet, and nor in 69 days has she had a press conference, figuring that, well, you know, they'll all be over by the time, you know, if I can drag this out, they'll all be across the border, and we won't have that crisis anymore. Did you know she said that?
I did not.
I don't know if she said it yesterday, really, but that would be something I can imagine her saying. You know, let's wait, I don't know, 5 months. This thing will sort itself out. We'll have a couple million new residents. Yeah, the Border Patrol will be overrun, but hey, if we just draw it out, other things are going to happen, like, oh, you know, gas pipelines get hacked, whatever the things. Gosh, COVID's going down though, so we need something else. Something else will happen. Anyway, if you lived in Mount Stratton, Vermont, you got an inch of snow yesterday. An inch of snow. It was, what, 105 yesterday, 106, 105, 108 today. But if you lived in Mount Stratton, Vermont, you would have had an inch of snow. What would you do with an inch of snow?
I would enjoy it.
Can you imagine here, when it's 105 here, that they have an inch of snow in Vermont? In fact, they had like rainy weather back up there, back on the East Coast. but snow. I think Mount Stratton, I think, is the highest, you know, they call it mountains in Vermont, but they're not really mountains. They're kind of like small. They're small, you know, rocky places. I think it got 4,000 or 5,000 feet in elevation. So the president, Mr. Biden, went to Tulsa yesterday to talk to address what had happened there. May 31st and June 1st, 1921. If you have not heard of the Tulsa Race Massacre, it's a I think there's probably been a movie or two based on it. I can't, around it, and I think there was a series that started with, you know, something like that. But the Tulsa Race Massacre took place on May 31st and June 1st, like I said, when mobs of white residents, many of them deputized and given weapons by city officials, attacked black residents and burned businesses of the Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Alternatively known as the Black Wall Street Massacre or the Tulsa Race Riot, it marks one of the most single worst incidents of racial violence in American history. Now, why am I talking about this? It's because when I hear people saying that things haven't changed and there's still, you know, fear and all this, when you look like you look 100 years ago and you see what happened there, and it appears that it not only came from the ground, but private aircraft destroyed more than 35 square blocks of the district. At that time, the wealthiest black community in the United States, known as the Black Wall State. There were 39 people killed, and of the 39 dead, 26 black and 13 white. The commission gave several estimates ranging from 75 to 300 dead. However, because they couldn't really tell from, you know, from the records back there. It began when a 19-year-old black shoeshine boy was accused of assaulting a 17-year-old white elevator operator at the nearby Drexel building. He was taken into custody. After the arrest, rumors spread through the city that he was to be lynched. Upon hearing reports that a mob of hundreds of white men had gathered around the jail where Roland was being kept, a group of 75 black men, some of whom were armed, arrived at the jail in order to ensure that he would not be lynched. The sheriff persuaded the group to leave the jail, assuring them that he had the situation under control. A shot was fired, and then, according to the reports of the sheriff, all hell broke loose. At the end of the firefight, 12 people were killed, 10 white and 2 black. As news of the death spread through the city, mob violence exploded. White rioters rampaged through the black neighborhoods that night and the next day morning, killing men and burning and looting stores and homes. Around noon on June 1st, the Oklahoma National Guard imposed martial law, effectively ending the massacre. About 10,000 people were left homeless, and property damage amounted to more than $1.5 million in real estate and $750,000 in personal property, equivalent to $32 million today. Many survivors left Tulsa, while black and white residents who stayed in the city kept silent about the terror, violence, and resulting losses for decades. It was largely, this incident was largely omitted from local, state, and national histories. So, this is, go on and research. This is just the, you know, the wave tops of this. And, you know, why is it important? Well, it's important because the conditions back then, the Ku Klux Klan, right after the war, it was after the war men had come back, the film, Birth of a Nation. Have you ever seen that film?
I have not.
I don't even know where you can see it, but you should see it. And it was done by D.W. Griffin. And it told the story of the Civil War and then afterwards. I mean, it was a rally, call to arms for the Ku Klux Klan, and they had a huge resurgence after this. Anyway, so what I'm saying is that today we complain, and people complain about, oh, things are unfair and all this. And then I just look back 100 years or even back in the in the early 60s when I went to segregated schools. Yeah, I went to a segregated school when I was living in North Carolina. It ended like the, I think a year or two after we had left North Carolina, and I moved from North Carolina from a segregated school to Missouri where it was a totally integrated school. And so, you know, and yet we keep hearing that these things, you know, are there and it's not fair and that things are still wrong. And I'm sure there are things that are still unfair out there, but there, things are always unfair. But you just have to look back 100 years ago and see where aircraft and you know, were being used to attack black neighborhoods. And you have to say to yourself, you know, what caused it. And they pretty much know, you know, things that caused it, fear and hatred and jealousy and, you know, the people's willingness to kill people because of their race. It's just, that's why President Biden, you ask him why he's going down there. This is why he went down there to address this. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, it's been certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Our team of experts provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients, working together to provide high-quality care throughout the hospitalization to discharge. You know, if you get somebody in that first, what they call it, the golden hour, to get them in there, they can reverse much of what happened with the stroke. Not all the time, but you're going to have the best chance if you're at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. 7:16 in the morning, 82 degrees. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's Walk for Wildlife on Saturday, June 12th. Meet Amanda from Animal Planet's Amanda to the Rescue at this fun wildlife scavenger hunt and fundraiser. You'll encounter live animals up close, enjoy a delicious breakfast courtesy of Shasta-Dam Kiwanis Club, then get to spend the whole day at Turtle Bay. Can't get enough of our animals? Add your favorite Animal Plus to your ticket to take home. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Yes, Young American. Hey, good morning, everybody. Young America. Oh, my God, we love that guy. Welcome back. Good morning. Yes, I just slid in. This is Linda Bott. Good morning, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Usually Tuesday mornings I'm not here, but I wanted to really be here for this upcoming interview that's happening at 7:30, something very near and dear to my heart. And so we have some wonderful guests in the studio. But before that, again, I'm sure you heard from Carl, excessive heat warning, another reason that I'm late. I was very fortunate this morning to have Anthony's window cleaners put me in at the last minute. Of course, you've heard the story of Carl and his power washer. And he finally got to it this weekend, which meant that the
Finally got to it. See, another guilt trip laid on me.
No, absolutely.
But I have to admit, you never said a word for the 2.5 months it stood out
there. Did I praise you?
I hadn't even opened the box.
Did I praise you and say, what a great job you did? Did I give you a lot of attaboys? Okay.
I did do a good job.
So I just meant that, and it had to be during the hot season, you know, so Saturday and Sunday you power washed. And then, so anyway, Anthony is sliding in. He comes out of French Gulch and he does major windows all over town. So we always used to think about those people who are out there, the contractors, the painters, the people who are outside in this excessive heat and they're doing their jobs. And so, you know, I mean, every now and then crack a smile and say, thank you for what you do. It's really cool. These are the things that keep us moving forward. People who run stores and, like I said, outside in the nurseries and things, just to keep the truckers. They have to get in and out, move stuff. So it's really great. But you know, today's going to be 108. Tomorrow 105. Thursday 104. Friday 101. And Saturday 101. It's just so you know that they've continued this excessive heat warning into tomorrow afternoon. Anyway, I had to just do a shout out for Anthony and why I was late. I had to let him in. And I'm so glad that they put us in. So anyway, I know that you were talking about the Tulsa.
Race massacre.
Yeah, and it's the 100th anniversary.
The 100th anniversary. And so, you know, Biden was going down there and some people may not have known. So I just kind of gave wave tops, you know, to what had happened there. But if you want to research it, just look. I mean, there's probably now 1,000 different sites that you can read it at. I use Wikipedia for the overall, but there's other sites too. You know, and I'm bringing this up because, those things do not happen today. Those things do not happen today on that level because people have hopefully come to the conclusion that we as Americans and we as a people who believe in the Constitution and you don't have to believe in God, but believe that people should be treated equally. And it doesn't happen all the time.
Well, now,
unfortunately, it doesn't happen, but that's more of an individual type things that are happening when you hear systemic foundations or some systemic racism. Foundations can't be, by definitions. The police can't be systemically racist. You can have people within a department that could be racist. You could have people in large corporations that are racist, but foundations, corporations, police, you know, to say that there's systemic racism doesn't even meet the definition, in my opinion.
That's, you know, I'm glad you said that at the end, in your opinion, but I think it's something that, a part of our history we're not proud of. Part of the American history.
Absolutely not.
But
absolutely
here's
not.
One of those things. We should not wipe it out of the books like some people want to rewrite history. And this is part of history, what we learn from. You only know from experiences that have happened or what you've seen, perhaps how other people have behaved. I do not want to do that. This isn't right. This is what can happen. And it is something that if I were a teacher or Carl, you were a teacher, we would definitely cover that. Because this is what can happen when you have a mob mentality, the growth of a mob mentality, the casualties that can happen on so many levels with a fury that begins from a seed. So,
well,
anyway.
In this case, see, it just didn't start over this. I mean, there's over the fact that they had heard, the young man was going to be lynched. Again, rumors and fears, and then we're not going to let it happen, and these things that, but that, it just didn't start in a vacuum on May the 31st. It just didn't start there and just, oh, all of a sudden, you know, everything was kumbaya, and then the next thing, and there was shootings and killings and burning and things like this. A good example of this, if I can, you know, is in during the Bosnian War. One of our interpreters who was a Bosnian, and if you have to remember that in Bosnia, Serbia, Croatia, mainly Bosnia, Croatia, and Slovenia, is that they had all lived together for like 300 years. And in Sarajevo, which, you know, was the site of a Winter Olympics once, they had lived in peace, they had intermarried, and you would think of anything, when the rest of the stuff was going on, many people felt that it wasn't going to touch Sarajevo because of the close relationships they had. Our interpreter told us, our translator, I should say, told us that he was playing soccer with his friends on a Friday, and on Saturday morning they came to his door in uniform and
Ooh.
Said, "We will try to protect you, and we will protect you, but if they order us into another area, you have to leave." Now, these are guys that you've grown up with, and they were there for a couple of weeks, and sure enough, they moved out, so he moved out. And he told the story of his mother and father. His father was killed in a mortar attack, and his mother went next door to a Serbian family that they had known for years, and somewhere between her leaving her house and coming back to her house, she disappeared and was never seen again. So,
so
when you see things like that, those are things that are like, oh my God, how can this happen? It can happen that quick because there's those underlying conditions.
You worked that, you not worked, well, yes, you did. You worked that. Involved in the military aspect of that campaign. And what was part of that campaign? If you don't, since we're on, what was America's role in?
Well, it was like other people was trying to get this thing solved and to get it to stop. And eventually they came to a ceasefire. But it wasn't really, I mean, it's hard to imagine. You're driving downtown, let's say, on a street everybody knows, Placer. You're driving down the street, and every third or fourth or fifth house has been burnt down. The others have been damaged, but they've been repaired. Along that street also is a church, and then another church, and then a mosque, and then another church. Well, the church has been rebuilt, the mosque hasn't. The aftermath of this was the fact that it was an ethnic cleansing in the town of Srebrenica, which we were up in, and it's one of the places we were investigating. The Serbs came down the road. There was a company of NATO troops, and I'm not sure. I think they were Norwegian or Finnish. I'm not sure. And what happened on that was they got out of the way, and the Serbs came into this mountain town. And that day, I think it was something like 10,000 boys and men from the ages of 12 to 60 were taken away and killed. Some of them they've never found. And the women were packed up in trucks and they left. And then the Serbs took over that town. And when we were there, the Serbs were there. And it was, you know, hey, business as usual. They were very friendly and all that, but they had completely wiped out a town.
And this
now,
is-
think about this. These are people that had lived together and, you know, not like Sarajevo, but they were still, you know, people of all of Serbian and Croatian and Muslim living in these areas. And it was a vicious, vicious war. So.
Well, and so that happened in the last 45 years. That's been in our lifetime. And so this is amazing how humans can turn on humans. But we're going to be talking something positive after this break. Please stay tuned. We've got some guests in the studio that's going to be some fun and interesting and wonderful. We're going to hear some statistics and some achievements and where we're going in the future. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Compass Sports Cards. You know what? Compass Sports Cards at 1620 East Cypress Avenue is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia featuring baseball, basketball, and football cards, plus all other types of memorabilia down there. And is the largest suppliers of non-sports Pokemon cards. It's open at 11 o'clock today through Friday, 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards right across the street from Hild Collision Center. It's 7:31 in the morning, and we will be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, local board of directors, three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, of course at 1845 California Street right down here in downtown Redding, and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Go on down there and see how they're moving local dreams forward and have been since the beginning. All right, Linda, I'm going to turn this over to you, but I'm stoked too. We've got chicks and chaps in here.
We do have chicks and chaps, and we have, well, I don't know who the chaps are, but why can't we all be, well, so we have Sheila, and you know, Sheila and Kurt, and I always say that it's Hoyer. Is it Hauer? It's Hoyer. Okay. So, but it's spelled in this unusual German-ish way. And so anyway, you guys are just wonderful contributors to our community and so many things. And Sheila, you've been this extreme bright spot in my life, and you have now taken over the reins of one of my favorite events. Was there from the very beginning when Chicks and Chaps came to Reading. And we're going to talk about that, which is a breast cancer fun. I like how you put fundraiser. Usually it happens on the Friday of Rodeo Week. Well, we all know that rodeo went crazy this year. We weren't really knowing whether it was going to be.
It was Bennett Gooch's fault.
Take a place. And Bennett Gooch is in the house.
Dr. Fauci is.
I'm back.
Dr. Fauci has put a team out to find Bennett Gooch.
He's not allowed in Shasta County.
Boo, there you go.
And it was one of the best events ever. So let's shoot. Sheila, let's begin with you. And tell our listeners what we can look forward to and what's happening now with this new beginning, a new regime with Chicks and Chaps.
Well, we're having a standalone event on Saturday, September 18th, and we're going to have guest speakers, and you're going to be our lovely MC.
With boots on.
And Lynn Fritz will be there, and she'll be guiding people through the whole journey. We're going to have several surprises as far as guests, just to kind of keep things going. We're going to have a lovely lunch, a live and silent auction, and our usual clinic, teaching people all about rodeo and different events, all while raising money for cancer, and all funds stay local.
In the past, when we've had this event, the girls, you know, there's the pink t-shirts and there's the rodeo clinic, and then there's been wonderful testimonials from local women here and that, what they've gone through and how they've been supported. And that's the beauty of what we're talking about, surviving, getting through the support system. And there's a lot of, people in the field, in Reading that work in oncology and work in the aftercare and that kind of thing that attend this event.
That is correct.
I have had some of my girlfriends that are cancer survivors and breast cancer survivors that have attended. So what does it cost for a ticket? What are we looking to accomplish? What's the goal? Do we have a dollar amount? Do we have what?
No, we don't really set a dollar amount because we want to raise as much as possible. We have different fundraisers going on. We'll have something that my husband is involved with, and I will let Bennett and Kurt explain the hostage situation for
Is that a term we should use?
Our ransom for our pink pony that we used for the event.
Oh, yes.
That was hanging by the American flag during the rodeo.
Cowboys. People have such a low repute. Yeah.
Well, it's the least we could do.
Yeah, it took a journey way before the hanging.
And what happened to that cute little pony's ears?
With he,
well, he's a donkey now.
I know.
And I say he's a donkey.
So now he's a he,
so
too.
So we need some reconstructive surgery. So there's lots of money involved.
This is beyond what I was signed up for.
Okay, so Bennett.
It's pretty bad when you have the hostage hanging from above the rodeo arena.
It's the best seat in the house.
Yep, well, it was. He could see everything.
And you changed the color.
You
took it and you changed the color.
Somebody did. I don't know who that was.
It's like a total prank.
What we're talking about is there's a pink pony and it's a metal. It's a sculpture.
Yeah.
And it's been the pink pony. And then it was taken and ended up in the Asphalt Cowboys clubhouse. And somehow from there it got painted the Asphalt Cowboys color.
Sacrilege.
And then changed into a donkey through some more
sacrilege.
Sculpting. And changed also into a male. Is that right?
That's correct.
And then it was hung above the rodeo stadium during the rodeos. And people were asked to please, let's pay the ransom on.
So cute.
Anyway, I don't mean to
now,
get it.
Now, Carl, there has been many a photo op. And I've been included in a few that happened during Chicks and Chaps where we would be on the pony and somebody would take the wire thing in the back and you would get like a pretend bronco ride on that pink pony, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Sheila?
Are
we
yes,
weird?
Well,
girls can do that too, you know.
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
So what else do we have going here, Sheila?
That's going to be pretty much what we have for the event, and we just need to get the pony back and in the process of doing that, we're going to raise some money, and we've got a GoFundMe set up, Rescue Tata the Pink Pony, and you can find her
on
Chicks and Chaps Reading Facebook, and go in there and link on, and let's get her out of there and get
okay,
her back to
and it's
pink.
It's what now, Rescue?
It's Rescue Tata the Pink Pony.
That's the GoFundMe page.
Okay.
And I tell you what, if that just doesn't get money just for that, without anybody knowing anything else, there's going to, you know, that ought to be worth some money.
Okay, we need to, like, really bring that home. So go to, if you can always go to my Facebook, too, and if you're a My Friend, you'll find Chicks and Chaps, or just go to Chicks and Chaps on Facebook and friend them. Because I'm telling you right now, this is a wonderful event, and I'm so looking forward to this. You've changed the date. Now, it's probably, in my opinion, at this point, a really good move to change it. Even though it's not rodeo week, it's still bringing people around to the rodeo grounds. Bennett?
Yeah, no. Back when we pulled the trigger on the show a few months ago, we didn't know what to expect. And so they made the wise decision of postponing this event to later on in the year when we knew things would get better rather than try to put something together that wasn't going to be able to work. I kind of wish we would have had it now after seeing the community support and outpour during that week, but this is just going to let the festivities drag on through the summer, and we're just going to have fun the rest of the year with Reading Rodeo. So, you know, to move it into the off season, it's not the first time we've done this. I brought the Chicks and Chaps to Reading a long time ago, and I think we were discussing a little over 10 years ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Will Rasmussen, our announcer, told me about this program that was starting up
mm-hmm.
in Montana. And I go, that's a great idea, because I always struggle with trying to raise funds for breast cancer awareness or Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night at the same time as rodeo. And we've tried all different things. We actually even had a Tonight Show format, if you remember, I don't know if you attended that or not, way back when this all started, before Chicks and Chaps, at Wind River. It was a fantastic show. We raised money that night, and we had entertainment, and it was in the off season after rodeo, and it worked. And I'm like, okay, we can do this. And so to do something outside of rodeo is still going to work, and it's just going to be later on, and people will have an opportunity to come down to the rodeo grounds again in the off season and see the facility. And we've got a bunch of surprises lined up for this event. So
exciting!
Well, I tell you what, let's talk about those when we get back. We're going to take a quick break here, but I think I can say is that after the first or second one, Linda had a brought a cowboy home. I wasn't sure what that meant.
I did buy a cowboy, but I never used him. I never asked for his services. I don't know why. We could have brought cocktails or fixed the house.
He could have, you know what?
5 hours of his time.
He could have cut the grass.
Cut the grass.
Changed the oil in my truck.
And I could have had girls over for cocktails and we could have just watched, you know.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Just glossing over that. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading here, and good people, Rebecca and Henry. You know, I saw somebody that we know had a design piece of jewelry, and they had such a, you know, trouble trying to get it all done and all this, and I told them, you need to try Four Winds Jewelry. They'll help you design it, so you'll have a one-of-a-kind type of jewelry. And then they'll build it for you. They'll get the gems or whatever, pearls or whatever you want, on that. See, it's a necklace. And so you will have a one of a kind you can give your loved one. That's Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. 7:45 in the morning, 80 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 107 today.
Right, 108, somewhere in there. I mean, you know, it's a digit off and on.
Neon lights go flashing by. The electric land is in mind. The other world is on the move. And everybody puts someone to prove.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits?
Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. And at various times of the year, we're your rodeo station. And at other times of the year, we're going to be your chicks and chaps station. With our breast cancer fundraiser. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell's been doing this since 1993, helping our community, families, seniors, veterans, business owners. And right now, if you want a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy a call. Things have changed out there. How much money you can put in, how much you can take out. For a free review and evaluation, give her a call at 221-0441. Stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're here with our chicks and chaps and Kurt and Sheila Hauer and Hoyer, sorry, and Bennett Gooch, who I'm getting all types of insight during the break here. But let's go back to the chicks and chaps. You have something that you have, Sheila, and it's called the belt buckle.
Indeed. It is a one-of-a-kind. It's designed each year for an auction that we're going to have at Chicks and Chaps, and it's absolutely beautiful. And if you're lucky enough to win it, you will be the only one.
I have your the second year. And we know the gal who owns Mary's Pizza has the first year. So we have a picture of us.
Well, I'm not saying Linda was excited about it, but for a week she just wore to bed. She wore the belt and the buckle to bed at night.
And here's what's really cool is that it was my birthday weekend and I had a big table of gals and they all chipped in. You know, like they threw money on the table, and so it was a gift from from everybody. So, which is really cool. And like I said, I had many of those women at that table, like I said, were breast cancer survivors. So now I'm looking at this. There's only 100 tickets.
Correct.
Wow.
And so we need to starting to count. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just with some gals last night who would definitely want to be part of this, so I need to tell them get on it.
I can tell you right now there's only 90 tickets left. There's only 90 tickets
left. I think
there's
less than that.
And there's probably less than that. So if you're looking to be this is going to be...
It's going to sell
it's great.
Out.
It's great. Now, so you're there at 1 o'clock, how's it start off, Sheila?
Okay, so it'll start off with Linda and... We're going to have some guest speakers, and while we're doing that, you'll have an opportunity to try the rodeo clinic, and then we're going to have a lunch, and we'll do the live auction and silent auction, and again, all during this time, you can visit the clinic. And it's just a really lovely day with a bunch of women who are all supporting cancer in the North State.
Cancer awareness here.
Let's
talk facts here. Cancer is one of the three cancers that if you find it early, you can cure it. You can stop it in its tracks, breast cancer, cervical cancer, and colon cancer. And so much of this and the money goes into helping people be able to get those tests and to help people that have cancer.
Correct.
And help them through this.
Right, and all the money we raise stays right here in Shasta County, so it's all to help our local community.
Well, I think, I always know that is because it used to be on Fridays during the rodeo,
that Linda would go to this, and then she'd come home, take a shower, change clothes. I'd lead her out to the car because y'all had a good time that day. And then we'd go on back up into Rodeo Flats, and there's girls out there with
all in their pink
cowbells.
Cowbells.
And all the time, you know what, the announcer should be just turning around going, more cowbell! More cowbell! And it's just, you know, it's a great time. It raises funds for a super event. And,
so go to Facebook again, and okay. So
sign up now.
We have a few minutes left here, Bennett. Final thoughts about, you know, the rodeo stats maybe, and then we're going to be doing this event inside, Sheila. You said so. Let's talk a little bit about that as well.
You want of the rodeo we just had?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was probably a once in a lifetime event. I knew that if we passed this year up, we would never have this opportunity again. And, you know, we had predictions of what the community would do or how they would make this event special, and they did, all three nights. And it just kind of built on itself, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. It was amazing to see how that many people come in, and we knew that it was going to be somewhat uncomfortable with some people, you know, just standing in the aisles. I mean, there was more people there than we probably ever had, but yet I didn't see anyone not have a good time.
Oh.
Usually you'll have the fans that are sitting in the bottom rows of the grandstands complaining that people are walking to their seat. And this time people didn't even get to their seat. They were just all having such a great time. And I think what I took away from it is watching that it didn't matter who you were, what you did for a living or what, you just were excited to be out with your family and friends in a function that the community was out having a great time. Even the dance afterwards on Saturday night was completely full of people of all ages just having a good time.
Whoa.
And not one incident where it was a good time.
Nobody bloody to know.
I didn't see anybody get in trouble. And I've been to other rodeos where the police have been there.
You know, of course, they're on standby.
You know, people were, you know, slapping each other with their cowboy hat. But this was, you're absolutely right. Nothing but smiles.
Yeah.
And the Marine Corps, the Mounted Color Guard, let me tell you, they had such a great time. They always have a good time. That's why they always come back. It's like 10 years now.
Yep.
They put in to come to Reddit.
This time, of course, they came out masked. The only mask I saw in two nights of rodeo. And I, let's put the mask, sir, commander in chief. And that's all they had to say. They didn't have them on before. Yep. Have them on.
It was beautiful.
Afterwards.
However, it was just the whole thing.
I can't. I've already talked about it after the rodeo, but it was such a great time. And, you know, how do you build on this, though?
Oh, we already started.
I know. And you're going to be on. We're going to be having Bennett on during this year, probably starting in January, talking about this coming year because what about the participants, though? What were they saying when they saw those crowds?
They loved it. You know, and they've told me that years and years and years. You know, they'll tell me that our crowd in Reading is the most electrified crowd that they perform in front of just about anywhere in this country. And I never realized that until I traveled around and went to many rodeos in some of the Midwest and Southern rodeos and things. There's a lot of people there. There's quite a few people there, but they don't make the noise and they don't get into it like they do here. Our crowd, you know, I was with the Cowboy Channel and the Country Lifestyle Network, and they were asking me, goes, you know, how does this compare to the crowd like from the last event you had on a Saturday night? I said, the energy and electricity is slightly modified, but it's pretty normal. I said, you come back after a year of the world getting back together and getting back to normal. I said, come back next year and you're going to see the same energy in this arena.
Yeah, that's great. Now, Sheila, we only have 2 minutes left, so I want to make sure that we get right in there because this is also very exciting. Tell us just final thoughts with you, Chicks and Chaps.
Okay. Well, please join us for the event. We're going to have a great lunch inside because of the heat, and then we will have our clinic as usual outside. If you need any information, just go to Chicks and Chaps Reading on Facebook, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
And let me reemphasize here, there's only 100 tickets and probably only 90 at this point, and it is for a super, super event. It really helps a lot of people. And you have a great time.
Well, I just think it's very noble for all of you to do this event. Both Carl and I do. We want to really, Casey and I really always has and always will be behind this event and the rodeo as well. We love to interview everybody and bring them on. And this is really for a worthy cause. And remember, folks, the money stays local. So I think there's probably, are you going to put the live auctions on Facebook?
I'm not sure how we're going to do that yet, but we're working on it. So
we got a few days.
Maybe there's be like the top three items could maybe be on there, and then the top bid.
Well, why don't you talk about
this?
Because I have one last thing is the GoFundMe page. One more time,
for
Kurt.
Yeah, you know, poor Tata. She's not going to get rescued unless we get some, you know, some funds coming in. So really, it's a big deal. We'd love to get her back pink, but you know.
Okay, so it's the GoFundMe page, which is?
The GoFundMe page
is
Rescue Tata.
Rescue Tata, the pink pony.
There you go. So here's your chance to put in, you know, $5, $10, $100, $12,000.
And by the way, happy anniversary, 40 years.
Oh, thank you kindly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, would you marry her when she was six?
Yeah.
Love the cradle.
Married a cowgirl. Yeah, and through
Bennett,
and through.
And, you know, we've run over. But Bennett, thank you so much
for
coming on today and literally putting one of the best events ever together in 45 days.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to break for the news, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding. After a cyber attack crippled the world's largest meat processing company.
Australian Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says it might take days for production to resume. JBS is Australia's largest meat and food processing company with 47 facilities. JBS USA says it was the target on Sunday of an organized cybersecurity attack affecting some of its servers supporting its North American and Australian IT systems.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Hundreds of people gathered for an interfaith service dedicating a prayer wall outside a church in Tulsa, Oklahoma's Greenwood neighborhood. The Reverend Robert Turner of Tulsa's historic Vernon AME Church talked about the wall that survived the destruction of the massacre in 1921.
The only thing we have that's still standing is this basement. And this exterior wall, God led me in inspiration from the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem to become a prayer wall for racial healing.
Today, President Biden travels to Tulsa to mark the 100th anniversary of the massacre. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Midland, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335, Racket Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A manhunt continues for three masked suspects who opened fire early Sunday morning outside a Miami banquet hall. Here's Bob Agnew.
Two men died, 21 others were wounded in a shooting authorities say had spread terror and grief throughout their communities. Police released a snippet from a surveillance video that showed a white SUV driving into an alley at the strip mall housing the El Mula Banquet Hall in northwest Miami-Dade. Three people get out of the vehicle, one gripping a handgun. The other two seen carrying what police have described as assault-style rifles. Police are appealing for the community's help in tracking down the suspects. Bob Agnew reporting.
There's a special congressional election in New Mexico today to fill a seat left vacant by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland as she joined the Biden cabinet. Democrats hope to keep the seat in the first congressional district, which has become increasingly progressive. A Republican last won the district in 2006. News and analysis at townhall.com. One of the world's top women tennis players has withdrawn from the French Open.
Naomi Osaka, who decided not to talk to the media at the French Open, says on Twitter that, quote, the best thing for the tournament is if she withdraws from the Grand Slam event. Osaka is a four-time Grand Slam champion and former number one ranked player. She was fined $15,000 after she skipped the post-match news conference following her first round victory on Sunday. Osaka also said on Twitter that she thinks the best thing for the tournament and other players and my well-being is that I withdraw so that everybody can get back to focusing on the tennis. She also wrote that she suffered long bouts of depression since winning the 2018 U.S. Open. I'm Shelley Adler.
One other sports note, in Major League Baseball, the losing streak continues for the Baltimore Orioles. They have lost 14 games in a row. It's the longest losing drought in the majors in 8 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda just is outside and just running to her car for another appointment today. Today is the 1st of June, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. The weather, do you have the weather with you over there, Jared? Do you want me to take care of it here?
I have it right here.
Okay, go for it.
I say that. Now I can't find it. Okay, there we go. It is currently 80 degrees. Today we have an excessive heat warning until when now it's 9 p.m. Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's going to tomorrow night.
Yeah, and today we have a high of 108 and a low of 73. Tomorrow, 105 with a low of 70. Thursday, 104, a low of 68. And on Friday, a high of 101 with a low of 66.
Saturday, 101, and Sunday, I think, like 99 or something like that. So it's going to be a warm week, my friends. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, veteran-owned company. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I drew my legally permitted pistol here, and I'm keeping Kurt Hoyer and Bennett Gooch here, considering they're both so much bigger than I am, you know, because I wanted to hold them here to talk a little bit about the last couple of weeks and what it means to Reading. And let me start with Kurt. Kurt, you're an asphalt cowboy.
Yeah.
And I realize that y'all probably try to keep your identities, you know, silent, but we were out there, of course, at the pancake breakfast, but it was hard to gauge the people because it was so spread out there at the Civic. Now, speaking from a purely selfish side here, for us, it was great because we could drive our trucks right up behind us so we didn't have to be, you know, dragging our stuff for a half a mile.
Right.
What was your take on it?
Well, I think it was obviously we were excited to do it. We were jazzed. Finally get back to some normalcy. We had a pretty good turnout. I think some people pulled in and saw the setup, and I think they thought maybe it was going to be too difficult to get to. So our numbers weren't as high as we thought they were going to be. But everybody that came was just excited to be there. There wasn't one person that was.
I mean, there's thousands, still thousands.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Some people, I think they probably saw the line coming in.
Right.
And in fact, Judy Maxwell, who was one of the, her chuck wagon won on Friday night, had to walk across 44 on the bridge.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So there's still people rolling in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We still had a great turnout. We're very, very happy. It was very well attended. We had a lot of support from the community, which is, you know, key to our success.
Well, I think it was the other events you had that week. How did they go?
So we had the bank heist, which was good. we allowed a little bit more money out there for recovery of the loot. And for discovering the bandits.
Well, the loot went quick.
The loot went quick. There was one clue that was out there when we first wrote the clues that we thought, well, maybe this might be a little bit too much of a giveaway, but let's go with it.
And it was.
It was. It ended up being the key. Yeah, we had a lot of people down there. My daughter was down there. She has no, she has no insight. I give her no insight, and she was down there, so she kind of followed the clues as well. So, but the lone stranger and sidekick took a little longer. But eventually somebody got it. So,
well, they did.
Yeah.
Well, that was, you know, and I had just seen him, McGreeny. I must have seen him on Thursday. When we had the Marines out. And he's just, you know, I didn't ask him if it was him. Maybe I should have asked him directly and looked him in the eyes. But then again, I can never tell who it is.
Right.
y'all do a great job.
Yeah, we tried, yeah. And our street dance was well attended.
I heard people talking about it.
It was a great time. Yeah, it was super. Just a great time. Super well attended. Everybody had
a blast.
Your
golf tournament was sold out?
Golf tournament sold out. Again, support from the community was huge. We just can't thank the community enough. You know, they just really backed us. So
y'all do a lot for our community.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah, we're happy to do it.
And then I heard the little complaints about, oh, there's gunfire. Oh, my gosh, with everything with the mass shootings, I was so terrified. The only thing that happened in here was the people in here, and I found out who was carrying that day when the gun started going off. I went, no, I think it's the NFL Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't know how else we can, you know, get it out there that we're going to do that morning, but, yeah.
I wonder, and I need to ask the chief, he's going to be on tomorrow. You know what, when the Asphalt Cowboys come by and they're shooting, can I run outside with like a double barrel and fire it into the air like they do? You know, as long as I'm shooting blanks like that? I mean, why not? I'm sure there'll be reasons to probably say. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need a running gunfight. Yeah.
How about if we follow you down the road shooting back? Yeah. Okay. I'm glad everything was a success.
It was.
The pancake breakfast was magnificent. We were spread out, so that was why it was kind of hard for me to tell how many people, but it was constant coming in and out there.
Right. We're hoping to be back downtown next year. We're planning on it.
The ambiance.
Yeah.
The
exactly.
Ambiance.
And we've got a beautiful promenade now to go down to, we're just really excited about it.
You can, in fact, with this new street that's opening there, is there any thought about using that, or is that too much of a problem?
That's just probably where we're headed, because it's a little wider, and
and
it's, like I say, it's beautiful down there. So
it is. You can block it off for that whole block down there. Yeah, it's just around the
corner. So we're hoping to go. Yeah,
we'll just drag our stuff
there
up from
here.
There
you go.
And that, Bennett, people, do y'all get this thing about Asphalt Cowboys and Reading Rodeo Cowboys? I mean, anybody ever get this confused?
Yeah, all the time. They're always asking me about parade questions or pancake breakfast questions or where it's at. Where do I get tickets? And we always have to constantly remind people that it's two different entities. And I imagine they get the same thing. They'll get phone calls and when the rodeo starts or what, can they get their
kids
busting or, we try to do our best to educate the community on the differences between us, but it's difficult because we have the same common goal. So we're really one. And I brag about these guys all over the country that I go to. I talk to a lot of communities, our committees of rodeos all over this country, and I see them having to do everything that we do combined. And I tell them, I said, look, we have got two organizations that take half of our load and run with it, and they all think that's the greatest thing on the earth. But I've not seen anyone do that yet. So I think we're still the only ones that have that opportunity. So.
Well, you know, you were talking about in the last segment that the people there from the Cowboy Channel and all this, mm-hmm. and seeing, you know, crowds that are larger, but not being as noisy, as excited, and as supporting as ours. The Marines said the same thing. They said, we've been inside arenas that had 16,000 people in it. Wasn't half as loud as you all.
No.
So, I mean, so that tells you something. And I don't know if it's just the way that rodeo is set up. So, I mean, if you don't get covered with dirt, you have the opportunity to have, you know, dirt kicked on you.
Well, right? I think our arena lends itself to that. I mean, we've tried our best over the years to make it the best show possible. And once you get the fans engaged into the show, they pay attention to everything that happens. Then the clowns and the the announcers can do and say things to get the fans engaged, and they always pay attention. I mean, when you want to have a dance off, you're going to get a dance off. You know, you want to see people sing, they will sing, and there's her having a good time. And,
oh yeah, the kissing camera, oh, yeah. These little girls out there dancing. And 2 years ago, I'd never heard of that dance, the floss.
Yeah.
The floss dance.
Yeah.
And they were going for it. Like, four kids, they're all like under 10. They were all dancing like that. And it was like, you know, the clown obviously knew about it.
Yeah.
but I had never heard of it, you know, so I'm thinking, God, Carl, you're getting too old.
No, they do their homework. I've had, our barrel man every year. They'll come and want to know current events in the local community, things that are going on that they can tie into the show and get a reaction to. And I think it catches the fans off guard that they know something about their community that they didn't think that he knew. And so they do their work. They do their homework and try to get that reaction. And it always turns out well.
Well, we talked to Wayne.
Wayne Brooks.
Right. He stopped by because on Friday, like we said, there wasn't a lot of people there when we were there, but he was there. And he said, but what do you all do? And I just pointed back, you know, to our sign that was prominently displayed. Thank you. And it turns out that the announcer had just bought a radio station in Salmon, Idaho. And I said, well, if he wants to ever know the 10,000 things not to do, please give us a call. And that night he said, hey, hey, there's somebody, here's a station that can help you. I understand that, but it was the clown, the announcers we have every year, are they the same ones every time? They work as a team.
They do.
I guess.
Yeah. No, we hand selected and put them together, and they all work really well together. So if you have two announcers, one in the booth, one on horseback, and mm-hmm. the clown running around, the worst thing that could happen is they step on each other all night long. And those three have such a great dynamic. They know when to talk and when not to talk, and when to let someone go and when to come in. And they just get along really well, and it shows.
We need to take a break here. When we come back, we've got like five other questions I need to ask. You know, people about, you know, the Asphalt Cowboys, of course, and the things that you do and, you know, the planning on that. But then, you know, rodeo planning. But something that happened out there Friday night that just had me rolling on the ground there. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. Are you thinking about purchasing an electric car? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back, 8:16 in the morning, 81 degrees out there. We'll be right back with Bennett Gooch, who is the chairman, or the CEO of the Redding Rodeo. And, Kurt. I'm sorry, Kurt. Kurt Hoyer, who is in Asphalt Cowboys, but also really big in the event this year of Chicks and Chaps. So we'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 821, 81 degrees out there, going up to 108 today. Don't leave animals, children, old people, flowers, anything in your car that you want to have alive if you're going to close the car up and come back in half an hour, 45 minutes. Also remember that when you're walking your dog out in asphalt, if it's 100 degrees outside, that asphalt's going to be up in the 140s. So put your hand down first on the sidewalk, and if you can hold it there for 5 seconds, then your dog can. If you can't hold it for 5 seconds, pick up your dog and carry it around if you want it to be with you during your walk. Get yourself a little doggy pack and put the dog in front. Make sure the dog has plenty of water, because frankly, I don't care about you if you're carrying your dog around in 108 degree weather. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. You know what? You had it. I've had it with cutting grass. I've had it with plumbing. I've had it with painting. I've had it. I want to live in a really nice place. I want to have my stuff around me. I want to have my pet with me. Well, that's River Common Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. On top of that, gourmet chefs, activities. You can even be driven around town if that's what you wish. This is not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Get a tour, have lunch there, and find out why so many people there worry less and smile more. I'm here with Bennett Gooch, who is are you the director or the CEO? Because you switched.
President, CEO.
And CEO of the Reading Cowboys Association. And of course, Kurt Hoyer, who is an asphalt cowboy, a retired, California Highway Patrolman. And that's how I met Kurt the first time, gosh.
Yeah.
14 years ago almost.
Yeah. More than probably.
That's when we lived here, 14. Okay. Because you were the public information officer for a while.
Time. Yeah.
For the Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
And we've seen each other for a variety of events through that. And of course, Linda and your beautiful wife have been together on the Chicks and Chaps for the last
10 years at least.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Like she said, she got the second belt buckle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That she was, you know, in every rodeo season, out it comes. Now, Bennett, after the rodeo, okay, the craziness and all the thousand things that you have to do, but after the rodeo, you said your phone was ringing off the hook.
Yeah, I was pretty busy that week. Every day I would get phone calls and emails from people all over the country. Because they watched the live broadcast and they saw the amount of people and, you know, the amount of fun that was going on. And we had committees from Oregon call up and get recommendations on what to do and how to do it. And I even had the committee chair or the sheriff from Fortuna call up prior to our event wanting some help and how to manipulate, or not manipulate, but how to move forward and get to where we were. And so, you know, it was kind of an eye opener to see, you know, somebody from Florida chiming in wanting to know some information, and, you know, Texas and you know, all over the country, people were wanting to know things and how we achieved certain things and how our communications were. And I think the biggest thing was not to wait, because they're not going to come forward and say, oh, it's okay to go now. And so you have to develop your own plan and put together something that's going to work for your community and present it to them in such a manner that they're going to buy off on it. If you wait, it's never going to happen. So you have to move forward and make it work.
Well, I thoroughly agree with you. You have to really be proactive on this. And you just knew in your heart, I think, that there wasn't going to be any pushback.
Well, I did my homework, and I talked to the right people, and I made sure that I had the right people in my corner and talked to them and how things should go, listened to them, put together a plan that would satisfy everyone's concerns, and then we moved forward from there. So it wasn't like we just said, this is what we're going to do, and tough, if you don't like it, we're doing it anyway.
You talked to the Health and Human Services.
We talked to the health department. We talked to the sheriff. We talked to RPD, a lot of medical facilities, the medical community. I talked to them a lot, you know, because I didn't want them to, because we have a lot of them that sponsor the event, and I didn't want to do something that would jeopardize them as a sponsor of the event. So they were probably the first phone calls I made to make sure that they agreed with the plan, and not one of them had an issue with it. They all wanted more tickets and how to sponsor bigger. So I knew we were heading down the right path when that happened.
People of Shasta County was so ready for this.
They were.
And the other thing, too, then, when you had people calling you, is that did they ask about pushback? Did they ask about things like that, you know, from people in the community or segments of the community?
Maybe a little bit. Not a lot.
Okay.
I was pleasantly surprised. You know, sometimes the media can work in your favor and not in your favor.
Sure.
And I was concerned, especially Friday morning, after we had such a successful Thursday night, the questions that I might get. And I probably interviewed 5 or 6 times a day with various TV stations and radio stations and newspapers.
We let you off the hook those days.
Nobody asked once. Nobody asked how this was going to work. They just wanted to know how they could be more involved and how we could get more people in. And, you know, it was awesome to see the support from all sides of the community.
Well, this is Shasta County. And,
you know,
good side, bad side, it's mostly all good side. There are some things, but the people up here were different, I believe. I think our insight on things, obviously, are different than people in L.A., which is the hard part, you know, when you get to Sacramento. But it was a type of thing that people have been, okay, I've been obeying, I've been doing these things, okay, I got vaccinated, you know, I did, and it's time to rodeo. So,
yeah.
And it was. It was the perfect event, Bennett, if I could just say that. Of course, I don't know if you just open shoots, if people, you know, nothing to come out, if people would still be there screaming and yelling, but the fact is it was a great rodeo.
There was maybe 1,000 people that may not have noticed that were down in the other areas of the facility getting food and drink. But we also, you know, we had great partners like Waterworks Park. They brought their their big drive-in theater down screen, and we put that in the food court.
That was great.
So we were live streamed on the Cowboy Channel, and so they played that. It was difficult because we stressed out every aspect of internet in that facility because so many people are in the grounds on their phones and using up Wi-Fi and everything else. But they were able to maintain that live stream so people could go back there and grab something to eat, grab a beer, and watch the screen.
Well, you know, that's the one thing I'd never understood. We're sitting up in the top of the stands out there, and I think I section, you know, great time. And we had a lot of younger people around us. Those phones were out, and I'm sitting there thinking, are you guys watching the rodeo on your phone? Because I mean, it's right here in front of you.
Yeah.
And you know, but
well, we had a thing called Rodeo Guests, and it was a web-based game to where the fans in the arena could log on and guess the scores and times of the event
before it
happened. Not only was it in the arena, but there were people from all over the country. There was probably 800 to 1,000 people logged on Saturday night from every state in the country.
You're right, because I remember that. But it was one of those things, is that phone's in my back pocket, and I'm not taking it out unless I'm going to take a selfie of Linda and I. I'm about run out of time here. If you all can hang on for a little bit more, I know you've got regular jobs, but if you can, I'd like to go back on a couple of other things here, hopefully.
Great.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil's been in our community for well over 50 years. Since 1967, they've been here. It's an employee-owned company, and they implore their customers and others to be ready for this fire season. We've already had two fires down in Tehama County, small fires. But it is fire season. It could be one of the worst ever. So make sure you've got all of those things you need for that go bag. Yeah, make sure you have defensible space around your home and area there. And just be prepared. And, of course, SST Oil is up on the front lines with our firefighters, delivering the oil, gas, jet fuel, everything they need to fight fires. Shasta Siskiyou Transport is always looking for good employees, good drivers. You don't have to spend overnights on the road. SST Oil, give them a call at 241-1167, and we'll be right back. 8:31 in the morning, 82 degrees out there.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Celebrate the Papa Bear in your life. The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Today's kind of rodeo and asphalt cowboy day. And we were talking about, of course, the reason they came in, our friends came in, Kurt Hoyer and Bennett Gooch, was they were with Sheila Hoyer, and it's Chicks and Chaps. That's going to be a breast cancer fundraiser. It's going to be September 18th. And they usually hold it in conjunction with the rodeo, but with all the things going on this year, they decided to hold it off. And there's only 100 tickets available for this, my friends. Really, there's probably about 90 tickets available right now.
Yeah, if that, a lot of those ladies kept their tickets because we didn't have an event last year. So there may be, I think,
there's closer to 40 sold.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got like 60 tickets, and this is a great time. Linda's going to be the MC, and she's going to be all cowgirled up, and you've got, you know, great auction items. You have lunch there. You get a chance to bid on live auctions. You get a chance to go through the rodeo, kind of a rodeo clinic where you learn about the different events. You even get to get on. Hopefully, you'll be able to get on Tata, the pink horse that will be ransomed back, because right now, Tata, the Chicks and Chaps horse, was stolen by the Asphalt Cowboys. Painted yellow and green, and I'm always trying to figure out where you guys came up with those colors. It's had his ears altered. He's had plastic surgery on his ears, or her ears, and something else. They transgendered him. So we want to bring Tata back, and you go to the GoFundMe page. Yeah. And all kidding aside, it's a way for us to raise money for breast cancer awareness. All the money stays right here in our community. So Bennett Gooch here, who is the president and CEO of the Reading Rodeo Association, and Kurt, who is a member of the Asphalt Cowboys and has been a member. How long have you been a member there?
14 years now.
14 years. Yeah. Well, gosh, about the same time I got here.
Yeah, now, right.
How do you get into the Asphalt Cowboys? Because people always ask me, where do these guys come from, and how do they get in?
So you got to be recommended by somebody who's in the club already.
Is there a blackballing thing here that if one person doesn't like you, you can keep you out?
Yeah, that's a fact.
One person.
That's a fact, yeah. Because we don't know, the lives cross, especially in a smaller community like this. And who knows, what may have happened in the past that would. And we're a very small unit. We're never bigger than about 38.
Really?
So we have to be very cohesive. And
I see kind of like new people all the time.
Yeah, so we've had some people move on from our group this last couple of years, and we've got new guys in. Some great guys work their behinds off, which is good because us older guys can't do it as much as we used to. So
and Bennett, for the Reading Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
how many Cowboys are there?
There's a lot.
A lot?
I don't active in the meetings. I don't know. There's probably 50, 60 in there, okay. Possibly. There's a lot more than that, that are life members that, don't necessarily come around all the time, but, you know, have put their time in. They've either been on the executive board or president, at some point, and so they always kind of keep in touch here and there. But we also have three other affiliate clubs that go along with it. So, there are the auxiliary, which is primarily our wives, and then there's the RWRA, which is a women's organization that aren't, you know, they're their own entity, but under our umbrella. Mm-hmm. And then we have a juniors club, so 18 and under kids can come in and do things together and learn the Western way of life and ride on the drill team and they get to have fun and participate in what we do. We actually utilize our junior kids during slack days, so they'll be back sorting cattle and putting them away, and they get all kinds of experience. So it's a when you say numbers, there's a lot.
Yeah.
So when you combine them all, there's quite a few.
How do you become a Red Indian Cowboy?
We have a meeting first Thursday of every month. Stop in and ask for Ernie Perez. He's our membership director, and he'll get you an application and go through the process. So you sit through, I think, two or three meetings, and then we swear you in if there's no issues that come up. And then you're on, I think, a probation for about a year,
See if you're going to show up, see if you're going to help.
Yeah, because the goal there is not all glory. I mean, when you join the Rodeo Association, as Kurt will attest to, you don't necessarily see the event.
I mean,
you are working more everywhere else, and to make sure that our fans are having the best time that they could possibly have. And so you don't get to see it. So to go to another event somewhere else, it feels awkward to sit and watch. You feel like you should be doing something or making sure the show works instead of watching the full event. But that's just the way it is.
Well, you know, the fact is it is volunteers, and you see a lot of people.
Yep.
I mean, you see a cadre of people. Now, with the Asphalt Cowboys, you see the same people. You can kind of almost identify them. They've been there, you know, for years and all this.
Yeah, many
you all have such, like you said, a large organization. And you're out there doing things like taking care of the calves, taking care of around the chutes, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure that the one pulling the gate open.
Those are all our guys.
Those are your guys, too.
Yes.
Okay. And I know people are controlling the back lot there where you're bringing in the horses and the different groups of people.
Yeah.
Manning the gates there.
Yep.
So, I mean, parking.
Yep, those are all ours.
Yeah.
Everybody. We do.
We got
everything.
To the first parking group. The second one turned us around.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
But we bring in, you know, I was swearing in probably 2 to 4 people a month before the world shut down. And then we kind of went dark and tried to figure things out. But once we came back live again, new members started showing up again. You know, everyone wants to be a part.
Everybody does, because it's a great event.
Yeah.
Can you just kind of hazard a guess on, I know you're getting all the facts and figures here this week,
mm-hmm.
On what, just from an average of what rodeo brings to Redding?
Yeah.
As far as the monetary side?
I've used the formula that the NFR type uses for their financial impact for Las Vegas, and obviously I had to modify it slightly, but I would guess that in 3 days of rodeo that we had here in Redding, we probably had a $2 to $3 million impact to the community.
Think about that, my friends. $2 to $3 million came in here.
Yeah.
At the same time, people were having a great time.
Yeah. No, it was, it did what we needed it to do. The community needed it. The hotels filled up. The restaurants filled up. We got people talking about us downtown. You know, the little bars and restaurants people would, you know, that we're friends with would say that, look, your fans were here. And so, you know, we had that impact that we needed this community. We brought them in, and they came and had a good time, and everybody just enjoyed their time.
You know, see, in Sturgis, if you've ever been to Sturgis for the big motorcycle run,
I don't know
if you've ever been there.
I've been there a week after.
A week before,
yeah.
The week of and the week after. I mean, it's very similar.
It is.
It's not quite as many people, but they got all the same stuff out. That little town of 6,000 becomes like 200,000. People rent out their houses, make enough money for during the week or 10 days to, you know, pay their mortgages for the whole year. But the one thing I noticed is storefronts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of their storefronts are closed, except for Sturgis. And I thought, what a great, if you could find something large enough for that 3 days, including Saturday night, to have a country western bar.
you know, maybe not, you know, people could go and dance.
Yeah.
And something like that. I mean, a large number of people. Now, of course, you have the dance afterwards, but I'm talking about after that, have something open like that. Of course, that's just one of the things on my list of things I'd like to take a look at.
Yeah. Well, like I always brag on Pendleton, Oregon. That town literally shuts down for rodeo up there. Not shuts down, but all the stores open up and are a part of the event. And so there's sales and things. I mean, you park all over town and walk through the downtown area to get to the event, and all the stores embrace that week and know that rodeo's in town, and it's just, they open their doors for all the fans. So I think we're doing that here a little bit more, especially with what's going on downtown here and all the renovations and things like that and the stores and restaurants that are popping up. You know, we're hosting Reading Beer Week this year, and we've had a huge response from all the bars and things downtown. We've organized it so that it's in zones. So one night you're in this part of the town, this next night you're in this part of town, and we're going to embrace the downtown area life now.
And when's that going to be? When's that going to happen?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It's in August. I don't have the dates in front of me.
And
people that are listening are going to be mad. But
go to our website.
Go to RedingRodeo.com or go to Reading Beer Week. The websites are up and running, and information will be piped into that as we go along to as we confirm these events. But everybody that we've talked to is excited to bring that event back. And so,
well, I think it's a good idea. I would love to see during Rodeo Week the big sign across right down the street here now that it's open.
Yeah.
And this is Rodeo Country. And,
yeah.
And that's so that people could walk down here. You could have, you know, those pop-ups out there that has, you know, food, but, you know, people could drink beer and walk down the street and just got to have a cowboy hat on, you know, something like that. And just make it, you know, this is cowboy country.
Yeah.
And again, to try and, you know, build on what you all have.
Yep.
So, okay, we got to take a quick break. If you're looking to get a haircut, the best haircut ever in the world, according to Carl, it's at the Cypress Square Barbershop. And it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. They work on appointments only, 244-9478. You're not going to go wrong there. We'll be right back, 8:46 in the morning, 82 degrees out there.
Well, you wake up in the morning. You hear the work bell ring. And I march you to the table. You see the same old thing.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It is going to be 108 today. It's going to be a lot cooler tomorrow, 105. You know, we're going to be looking at 100 degree temperatures plus until Sunday, where it gets down to 99. So be prepared. Take care of yourselves out there. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. It only takes, like, and with this type of weather, like 15 minutes in the sun to get sunburned. So make sure your kids are going out sprayed. You know, the old stuff, my mom used to put zinc on me, on my nose. I'd go out there with a little zinc on my nose, and nobody else did. And I love my mom. She would do these strange things to me. You know what? This is how persuasive I am. I got him to stay for another 10 minutes here. Hey, what's 10 minutes? Yeah, you're not doing anything. Even though you two got jobs and you're already an hour late. Yeah, you're on the radio. Okay, and I've got, of course, Kurt Hoyer here, who is Asphalt Cowboy, but very involved in the Chicks and Chaps. His wife puts this on. She's the driving force behind this. And instead of going during rodeo, it's going to happen on September 18th. It's going to be a great event, lunch. Learn about rodeo events, even ride Tata, the pink pony.
We're hopeful.
And they, what they do is they put a saddle on it, and you get on it, and they kind of move it around like it's bucking, you know, not really bucking too hard. If you are really into it, you can buy a cowboy for 5 hours. I'm not sure what Linda was going to do with that, but I never saw him. I had the grass to be cut, oil to be changed, windows to be washed, and, you know, things like that, weeding, but I never saw him. There's only – now it's limited to 100 tickets.
100.
And we already estimate 40's been sold.
Absolutely.
So hop in here. Hop onto their Facebook site. Learn how you can get those tickets. You will not be sorry. And also, of course, Bennett Gooch is the president and CEO of the Reading Rodeo Association here, that's brought in this huge rodeo that for a week afterwards, people were calling him saying, how'd you do this? But you're always thinking about ways of growing things. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things, you know, we're 6,800 people, and we'd love to make that 10,000 people.
but 6,800 people. But you're constantly, it's not just rodeo. There's other things going on. So what are some of the things that you're looking for in the future here?
Well, I always tell my committees, which we have quite a few committees from everywhere from buildings and grounds to parking to concessions to, you know, tickets, everything. And we're going to have a meeting tonight, and we're going to follow up on the good, bad, and the ugly, and, you know, what went well, what didn't go well. You know, and I always tell them, I said, even if it was the most perfect performance ever, there's always something that can be done to make it better.
Yeah, so you always after have action to, report.
You have to step back and look at what could be better. What can you make this experience better for the fans next year? You know, the thing I hate the most is coming back and doing the same thing. You know, if you have the same vendor in the same corner and the same time and the same start and the same person, you know, everything identical every single year, that to me gets boring. So you want to keep them guessing. You know, you don't need to change it a lot because then you won't know what helped. But, you know, to modify things slightly to make it a better experience or an easier experience. You know, we learned from our ticketing this year that you know, if you don't sell tickets year round, you're going to inundate the system when you open up at the last minute.
And you talked about that on the show that time, is it just overran the system until you could get it rebooted.
Yep. And my committees are so strong that they took a step back and they fixed the problem and got things back up and running within a couple hours and had everyone moving and forward instead of panicking. So, you know, that's the cool part of putting people together and put them in the right positions to make these positions, you know, better for the community. You want the experience of the fan to be that, you know, you want them coming back next year. And, that's what's fun.
You know, you came up with an event. Do you want to talk about it? You know, no?
Which
about
one?
The ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, what I brought up during the break was, hey, I see these shark cages in there that you put. People buy a chance to sit in a shark cage.
Yeah.
They put it out in the arena when the bulls are out there.
Yeah.
And you had even a better idea.
Yeah, I'm always thinking of what we can do to make it more exciting and more opportunities for fans. And I always thought that if we built a sphere, a caged sphere with a, let's say, a race car seat in it, 5-point harness, and you could auction that seat off for that night, the best seat in the house during bull riding.
And the reason it's a ball is because if a bull
comes
over and decides to give you a little nudge, give you a little kiss, it'll roll around the arena.
You're going to go for a ride.
Well, I tell you what, there's some bulls out there that would just probably find this just – the most fun to see how they could, you know, move you around the arena.
Yeah, I haven't decided if I'd make that seat fixed or would it rotate around so that you're always upright. I think I would want to fix that thing or maybe put a handbrake so we could control it on the sidelines.
You know, so maybe, so you're always upright, you know, something like that.
For a while.
Yeah, because after the fourth roll, then everybody in the stands gets to see you upchuck your corn dog.
Yeah, we definitely have a few GoPros on you, so and nothing's going to be secret in there.
Nobody's going to go in there without a shot of Pendleton either, I tell you what. So, well, you know what, I want to thank you all, because the Asphalt Cowboys are more than just a bunch of guys that ride around shooting guns in the back of the car and steal, you know, every year have a bank robbery. Y'all are really a deputized portion of the sheriff, and you have in the past, after the car fire and other times, you have provided aid to people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You set up your food stations and other things there.
Right.
So
we've done it for searches. We've done it for just at the behest of the sheriff. So, yeah, we're part of his you know, support system, and we're happy to do it. We're just real happy to be part of this community.
Well, you know, Asphalt Cowboys have been a part of this community for 74 years, something like that.
68 years? Yeah.
Oh, 68 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going on our 74th.
That's right.
And they came a few years after us. Yeah.
Okay. And Bennett, thank you so much. We needed the rodeo.
Yeah, I think the community did.
I did not hear one negative statement about
it. It's been one heck of a year leading up to this, and people needed it, and it was just great to have it.
Maybe a few more spots in the drink line. But you got to know people. You got to know people in the drink line.
No, everything moved.
It did.
It did. Everyone got what they needed.
Everybody got what they needed. I guess it's okay to maybe so that you just can't keep going over there getting hammered.
No, we work really well with ABC and RPD, and you know, our people are trained, and we make sure everyone has a good time and a safe time.
And you know what? And people, I don't know if you know this, there's a dance afterwards.
Yeah.
That is just fun. Linda and I were out there dancing. We left during the second iteration of the bull ride, went down there because it wasn't that crowded then, so we could go out and dance and two-step and all those things, whatever I call two-stepping. It's more like one and a half. But again, thank you both, and please pass this on to the rest of your organization.
Certainly
is that, yeah. Was that you all provided exactly what Redding and Shasta County and Tehama County and Trinity County needed.
It was certainly our pleasure.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was great. Hey, tomorrow, Redding Police Chief Bill Shuler may be with us. Be somebody from the Redding Police Department, for sure. And we're going to talk about what's going on with crime and the new neighborhood policing units and several other things. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Down.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.